streets with them. Church music, street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music, street wisdom. The streets with them. Church music, street wisdom.
Face the spirit of truth with no faking. We spreading love, we ain't down with the hating. If you offended by what we be saying, you gotta be careful the idols you praising. Stand on my word, I don't fall flat. We some big dogs and some boss cats. We said what we said, we don't walk back. You talk to me and I'll talk back. It's the host with the most on the west coast. We fall right here and they never could get close. They doing dirt in the dark and get exposed. If you a topic, you might as well get low. It's about current events, about real life. We sympathize and we know what it feel like. Gotta be soldiers out here, Navy SEAL type. We deconstructing the game, we gon' build right. Talking morality, talking mortality. Talking about victory, talking about tragedy. With the charisma and the personality. He can do suit and tie, he can do casually. Something you have to see, give it a listen. Gotta tune in, you don't know what you missing. The game is so sickening, it need a prescription. We strip you the streets and we give them the wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back.
Talk back.
Talk to me and I'll talk back. I'll talk back. I'll talk back.
Street wisdom.
Going down right here, right now. Street wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I am your host, Church Music. And I want to say thank you for tuning in, logging in. Because you could have been anywhere in the world right now, but you're here with me right now on Street Wisdom. And I'm going to talk to you. You can talk back. And what I'm understanding and what I'm getting to know is that I've been getting a lot of emails based on the music industry and the state of music and where we're at in the music industry and the whole nine and what's been going on in the world. Transcending music and the involvement of music. And I just want to keep it all the way G100 is that it's a lot of pussy ass niggas in this game. And when I say that, it's a lot of malice and backbiting and a lot of emotional characters in this music industry. And they're what you call behind the closed doors tricks and behind the closed doors hoes. Niggas that's lost. You know, what kills me is that when you in this game, and you have to think about it like this, how do you make it in this music industry when there is no American Idol or Interscope Records? How do you get in this game without selling your soul or damaging your integrity or your character? Because everybody wants in. And one thing about church music, I've always been in the belly of the beast, giving it 200%. I lived better than half these rappers that you see on TV without no budget, without a homosexual relationship, or doing cocaine, or just living the world of foolishness. I lived better than half. Because I stood on business. Because no one in reality is really going to help you, to help yourself, to help others. I was what you considered a hip hop hobo. Went state to state hustling. God had placed so many mercy angels in my life. And you just have to watch the people that you're around. Now let's look at Kodak Black. Great young man. Made millions of dollars exceptionally well. But look at the people that's around him. The handlers. We call tag-alongs and flunkies. Okay. because there's no reason why a young man that can acquire wealth should be on this top of his level and not falling asleep based on cocaine impairment or drug impairment or whatever the case may be, allegedly. But where are the people that stands up and says, you know, Kodak Black, man, you're doing so much and so many people are watching you and looking up to you. I think we just need to leave that alone and just get back to the studio. We don't have that. Well, you got niggas that want to get on so bad, they'll sell their own soul. They'll have a homosexual relationship behind closed doors because they want a taste of fame. Okay? But God says we could take from the wicked and lay it amongst the righteous. And that's what I plan to do, to educate. Because you get in this game, you ever heard the motto, just because you help a nigga don't mean he gonna help you. And see, church music, I've helped a lot of people in this music industry, in this game, from an executive level to an artist level. Period. And half these niggas I built, they won't even admit it. Okay? Half of these niggas that I built in this game won't even admit it. I've built executive level executives at the highest level in this game behind closed doors, political figures behind closed doors, spiritual leaders behind closed doors, low level and high level musical and rap artists behind closed doors. And I'm not here to drop names or get recognition, because my recognition comes from God. Because I'm a man that believes in value. And like I said, half these niggas I built won't even admit it. You know what I'm talking about? But they, what happens is, when you help a lot of these people, from producers, artists, or assistants, or whatever the case may be, always and never forget, they don't give a fuck about you, and excuse my French, because it's just going to the next level. That's why we have so many issues in the music industry about, well, he helped me and I helped him, and, you know, the nigga turned his back on me and, you know, sold me out. And, you know, because when you acquire a lot of malice and deceit in this game, it can bring you heartbreak when you fight for people. And you believe in people with real value and utilize your own funds, your own muscle, your own hustle, your own resources to help somebody else to get in position. And at the same time, they act like they never knew you and you've done nothing. And they might get in position or whatever the case may be. And then you might want to utilize them for services or, you know, possibly a collaboration. And the first thing they want to say, well, what you going to give me, church? And it's only, let me be clear for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, it's only through the grace of God that I don't break a lot of you niggas' necks, because I'm saved through grace. Okay? And you know who you are, from the low level to the high level. God says, I could take from the wicked and I could lay it amongst the righteous. A lot of you guys are not even built for this game because you have no hustle. You complain. You want money. A lot of you niggas ain't never sold nothing to get in this game. Take flight. Move and motivate. But the first thing you're talking about is that you need money, but you won't give money to better yourself or to better your career or to better your education. You just won't do it. But then you look at the next man to breastfeed you, and you niggas will be tag-alongs. You'll fake. You'll smile in the nigga's face the whole night just so you can study up under a nigga or witness how a nigga really get down in the game. I wouldn't breastfeed none of you niggas. Cut you niggas off the nipple for real. And what gets you in this music game is your manners and your respect and your integrity. It ain't your beats and how hard you are as a rapper and your cars, your scam accessories based on your jewelry and your rapper kit. Okay? That's not how that works. Manners and integrity. The real value of cleanliness and righteousness and the etiquette of doing business the right way. Proper protocol. Going to the next level. Because if you look at Rich Paul, LeBron James, if you look at his crew, no malice, no confusion, put them in position to make millions of dollars to help those to help themselves, to help others. Okay, let's look at Ice Cube and his wife. Let's look at Samuel Jackson. Let's look at Denzel Washington. Let's look at the example of silence is golden. Longevity in this game is what we call it. LeBron James, my hat's off. Longevity. He's playing with rookies, young men. Old man LeBron getting it in for real. Okay? So it's all about the wisdom and the teaching, your association, your affiliation, who you hang around with, those that operate and help you in this music business to know that their heart is right and they're really team players. Let me break that down for you real slow. Team players. What does team mean? Team, together. If we're working together to get a hit record, let us work together. That's the first letter in team. E, everyone. Let the value of what we do be an expressive nature to everyone as a team. T-E. A, accomplishments. If we get in this game and you want to be the best that you can as an artist, a producer, a manager, a lawyer, an entertainment lawyer. Accomplishments. Okay? That's what the goal must be as a team. And M, always remember you want more. That's the element of a team player. Together, everyone accomplishes. With accomplishments, and we want more. Watch your circle. Watch those that you're around with. Move in wisdom. You don't have to move reckless, wanting to deal with women and running around buying dumbass jewelry and designer brands. And half of you guys don't even know what any of that means. The disruption of the family of the brands. The symbolization. You spend all your money for that. But you won't self-invest, but you'll complain. Mercy angels. That's what we are. We're not people out here that just want to help people because we love people and all that. That we do at the same time. But we're a mercy angel that's a sign from God. When we give you advice and we roll for you, we make a phone call. I try to put you in position where you're trying to be in competition. You got it all wrong, player. So, for those that are listening under the sound of my voice, the segment of the music industry, wickedness, unrighteousness, malice, deceitfulness, heartbreak. Do what's right. Be creative. Have a strategy. God's original plan in your marketing. But market with wisdom and not of the world, because the world seems to think that IG, Instagram, Twitter, or whatever the case may be, those are the components. No, you have to be in the field. But see, a lot of you rap niggas won't do that because you're complaining and you still want to watch TV and Netflix and want to complain you need money before you go anywhere. But you won't get out there in the field and create a way in no way, shape, or form to put yourself out there. In the field, tsunami effect, shaking hands like the president. You just don't got it. How do you make it in the music industry when there is no American Idol or Interscope Records at your disposal? How do you still create to be a great artist and make yourself seen and travel, living out your suitcase, getting that paper, creating that awareness and that likeness for those that like you so that they can support you genuinely. That fake ass support. Always remember that God is the head of your life and God is the true support system in your life. Begging and waiting for a nigga to purchase a t-shirt or a hat, because if they wanted to purchase it from someone that they know that is creating a new business or branding a new opportunity with clothing, they would do it without you having to ask. Never forget that. Okay? Street wisdom. Talk to me and I'll talk back. I am Church Music. Mountain Man, the original black lumberjack. From the streets to the suites, and let it be known clear. Globally. Okay? Each one teach one. Teach one, reach one. So I encourage those that are seeking to be in this game of malice and confusion and disruption, keep your heart right, keep your nose clean, and always exercise the true etiquette of real business and stand on business, because I am a businessman, so I stand on business, man. Street wisdom, talk to me and I'll talk back. Thank you for joining me.